Eli, do you feel you guys showed improvement, and at the same time, does it matter when it ends up as a loss?
You know, we definitely played better offensively than we did the other week. But yeah, it's still a loss. We still, just made. Made too many mistakes and just missed opportunities, and so turnovers hurt us. Had a couple drops, had a couple missed throws with guys open on some third downs and some big plays. So better, but not where it needs to be, and made improvements, but we just got to find ways to win games, and we got to find ways to make some plays in the clutch.
On the positive side, can you talk about the development of Larry Donnell at tight end?
Yeah, I think Larry's played well the last few weeks, last 2 weeks. I thought last week played very well, made some big catches today, made some big catches, big target, winning versus man. That's what we need. And he's a guy who's making some tough catches and making some big plays for us. So hopefully we can continue to. He can continue to do that, and he made some nice plays today.
Eli, along those lines, throwing to the tight ends can really help you to this offense hold up things like they did before.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing about tight end. Usually, big target and over the middle. Get the ball out, quickly. Hopefully get some matchups, or you get him on a linebacker, or get him on a smaller safety where he can make some plays. So. He's done well, and we've got some plays for him to win, and he did a good job winning on those plays.
Eli, last year obviously 0-2 turned to 0-6 very quickly. Do you have a different feeling about this team, and why do you have it?
You just gotta keep working, you gotta keep grinding, and so I think we're a better team than last year, and I think we'll keep grinding, and so it's. Made improvements this week. Hopefully, we can continue to make strides and make improvements and find to make some more plays.
What makes you think you're a better team than last year? What gives you that impression?
Well, I just think the guys we have out there right now, the way way they're doing things, the way they're playing. I just think pretty healthy right now. So I think we'll be better off, and we'll find a way to win some of these tight ones and make some plays. So there's still definitely improvements, and that's from everybody. That's myself having some better answers for some of their pressures and some of their looks. And I thought we did a good job changing a number of plays, but not enough. I got to do a better job getting us into some better solutions to make some plays.
Can you talk about the first interception?
Yeah, they had a good blitz, and I was trying to hit Victor on a little crossing route, and I think he got kind of tripped up, and just should have taken the sack right there and going away. But I hadn't really seen exactly what happened. It looks like I got tipped up. I don't know if it hit a defense lineman or hit a lineman, but it got tipped up and intercepted. So gotta find ways not to throw interceptions in that scenario when we got chances to get points on the board.
Eli, after Victor early in the week was talking about hoping for more targets for him and Ruben, was there any concerted effort to try to get them involved a little bit more today earlier?
No, I think it's just a matter we're just running our offense and based on what the defense is doing, what the coverage is where you'll get the ball. And so I thought we had some opportunities to get them the ball a number of times, and did a good job making some plays, but we got to find ways to make some more plays.
What did you see on that third down there that was just over the defender's head?
I had a third down kind of right before the punt return, I assume you're talking about. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy tried to undercut it, try to throw it where I could, a little dangerous throw, but throw it kind of where only Vic would have a shot at it, high in a way, and it was going to be a tough catch. The guy played the route pretty well, and that's just sometimes those guys will, usually make those tough catches, but it was going to be a tough play.
With a guy like Victor, he's one guy that's been here. Does it make it even more surprising when you see those plays not being made for him, and that sort of snowball to other guys?
stop that. Things to go sour there.
No, I think we just, we just got to keep working. And, you know, I can, you know, try to put the ball, you know, a little lower, put it in spots, you know, so we can do some things where they're not jumping, you know, undercutting some routes. And so, we'll just keep, I don't think it's snowballing or anything. It's just, sometimes, hey, those are physical mistakes. Those things, you know, happen sometimes, a drop or your, that's football. Guys are doing the right things. Guys are going to the right way. We're not having breakdowns. We're not having guys running wrong routes. We're not having guys just doing their own thing that are leading to mistakes. So guys are doing the correct things, and we have opportunities to make plays. We just gotta make them.
There hasn't been a lot to feel good about in these two games. But then when you took the lead, did you think you had righted the ship, that you were in control?
Well, I thought we'd really. You know, all game we'd moved the ball well. In the first half, we only had three possessions, and each time moved the ball down the field. You know, even the second half, besides the first series with the penalty, we'd moved the ball, we'd driven it. Defense was playing well. You know, we'd taken the lead. Yeah, we felt we had a good rhythm going, good things going. And then all of a sudden we got a 1-point lead. And next time we touched the ball, we're down eight. I thought, but even after that point, we didn't sink. We didn't go, start complaining. We knew we were going to have to go score a touchdown and get a 2-point conversion, or might have to score a couple times. And so we did a great job driving right down the field again, made some third down conversions, made some big plays, and, then had the turnover right there that hurt. But, we responded well to, being down early and to that situation. We just didn't finish it well.
Eli, in preseason, the referees talk about illegal contact, the way they're going to call it. Any explanation around inadvertent tripping? Because they both seem to be touches, but they didn't make that call on that.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I assume that's what they said. It was just, their feet got tangled on the play right before the turnover, just in the end zone. I thought we had a good shot to get a touchdown, and I haven't seen it live. It seemed like there was some contact, but I know they've kind of called that receivers and DB's feet getting tangled. They never said anything to us how that would be called. I assume it would be called the same way, just an inverted contact.
Eli, you've seen turnovers, fumbles, the guy gets hit and the ball gets out. I mean, is there a level of shock that you have when you look over to your left and you shot balls and drops the ball?
Those are... just kind of the weird turnovers. He's not getting hit, just, kind of going to the ground. And when you hit the ground, the ball pops up. So I'm unfortunate. I thought he played well today, made some nice plays, ran hard, made some nice catches. And I would have liked to see him, what was going to happen if he, gets clean and doesn't trip right there, if he's going to make that guy miss and possibly getting us a big play. So we'll just bounce back put some of these kind of bad breaks we're getting right now behind us, and hopefully we'll start making our own breaks.
Did you say anything to Victor after the drops? Did you need to offer him encouragement or say anything to him at all?
I haven't said anything. I hadn't seen him since the end of the game, but I think he knows I still got great confidence in him and great trust, and he's going to make a lot of good plays. He made some great catches for us today already, and he'll continue to make some big ones for us.